Right then, so I think what I'm going to try and do is a dear diary diary entry at the end of the day. I was thinking about doing it for 2017 actually, and I think it's going to go some way to remind me about things when I write my memoir. Memoir, I think is the correct phrase. So it's now 9:15 on Tuesday, the 10th of January, 2017. And I am tired, exhausted physically and mentally, and quite stressed. I've been down here a week by myself now. Sarah had to stay up in Ripon to take the children to school. It's about a 15-minute drive from Ripon to their school. She's missed me and I've missed her. I think, moreover, though, it's a case of living at her mother's place. Well, indeed, I did. I was there over Christmas and New Year, so managed to escape. I am so tired. So today I've been quite busy. I needed to go and buy a I didn't need to, but if I didn't, it would have caused me a lot of grief. But I went and got a cordless hammer drill for removing screws in beds and bolts in beds, the three beds, bunk beds of the girls, Harry's cabin bed thing and our bed. And I wouldn't say I failed in my mission to take them to bits, but the both rooms need to be clear of chests of drawers in order to manoeuvre them to get in to, you know, remove bolts and screws and things from odd angles. So, yeah, I feel terribly unprepared. So, things to do, I've set my alarm for 5. Things to do before the removals arrive, apparently between 8 and 9. Let me just check the email. Oh, email's flooding in. Yeah, removals. Oh, between 9 and 10. But my experience of removals is that they kind of just basically turn up when they want. So I'm actually expecting them to turn up way before that tomorrow. So things to do tomorrow are, first thing that is, pack, oh, what's the kitten doing? Pss, 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 pss. Come here, Jimmy. Pss, 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 pss. I can hear the kitten meowing. We'll come on to that in a second. To pack up all of the things on the side of my bed here, I've decided it's just all going to get thrown into black bin liners. Oh, sorry, the cordless drill business. Because you're probably asking yourself, why did you buy a cordless hammer drill if all you want to do is unscrew things? Well, I've got a little project in mind for when we arrive, putting things up, drilling into things. And so a cordless hammer drill will be an all-round good tool. So yeah, things on the side of this bed that I've kind of put there because of, you know, it needs packing. Get the boxes for the television and the computer out of the garage. Take this bed to bits. I decided that I would leave it up to have a good night's sleep. Oh, here he is. I he's purring. Are you happy? Have you had a poo? No? The reason why I say that is he's all calm. So, yeah, and then take this to bed to bits. Then I have to take the dining room table to bits. They will invariably ask me to take to bits the computer desk, which I really don't want to do. Although, it's got a glass top, so I'll probably just take the top off. And they can. I'm not taking it to bits further than that. It probably will fall to bits, to be honest. Then I've got to take all the stuff out of the attic, take the stuff out of the garage. If I had Sarah here, it would be much better. And the plan was originally to have Sarah here, but that's kind of fallen through. All of the people who said, oh, it's okay, we'll have your kids, and you two can go and sort that out. I'm here by myself with a bad back at that. So, stress is not the word, but we've moved 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times we've gone through this process. So, they come, they pack everything. You know, you don't have to do a thing. And they do that for insurance purposes, you know, that you just quite literally let them in the front door and crack on. Don't be packing anything. Don't be, you know, the only thing that they ever ask you to do is to take things to bits, like tables and beds. They won't do that. And they won't like take tellies off walls, and they won't take television mounting brackets off walls. They won't touch that. But everything else they do, they'll take the pictures off your walls, you know, they'll pack everything up. It's brilliant service, really. The strangest one we ever had. Strangest one, is that the phrase? Was when we had when Sarah was pregnant with Jessica, and we were only moving four streets down in Germany. And there was a swarm of removals guys, and they worked like 10 men each, honestly, flip, and it was hot. I think it was about September, because we just managed to get in the door our trip to the UK to say, this is Sarah's last visit as a parent of one. We had to get special permission from the doctor to go back. Anyway, we came back, and the removals arrived a day early. I remember that time, actually. We were on the ramp coming off the ferry in Holland. Hoeke Holland, was it? No. Yeah, I think it might have been, actually. It could have been Hull Rotterdam. Yeah, it would have been Hull Rotterdam. So we arrived in Rotterdam, and we were coming down the ramp, and my mobile phone went, and it was my boss saying that we need to send you on a trip to Milan tomorrow, as was. And I said, no, I'm still on leave, and then I'm moving. And he says, well, the long and the short of it is the regional commander has said you are going, and I've jacked up a few people to help you move. And I said, well, it's not about helping move. It's not about that at all. You know, my wife's heavily pregnant. She can't lift, and it's all right. They'll do that. Anyway, there was no way around it. I was gutted. And then the next phone call, quite literally, put the phone down, and we had friends of ours feeding our cats at the time. Quite literally put the phone down. It rang again. And it was our friends looking after the cat saying, your removals are here. And I was like, no, they're coming tomorrow. And she says, they're here and I've let them in and they're packing up your house. I was like, you are kidding. No. I said, well, I'm 2 hours away. So that was that. So we arrived, and I said the fella, I said, "Look, you are a day early. The whole, we're coming back today off the ferry." And he says, "Oh well, we were in the area and that and blah blah." I said, "I'm not too happy about that." And so this was my first experience of the actual removals men themselves. This group were all really young lads, like, from 18 to maybe 28 years old. And they just helped themselves to our tea and coffee. They helped themselves by setting up a radio and playing it. And, they just, no kind of etiquette at all. But at the end of the day, they just went through packing everything. And they packed everything, quite literally everything. They packed our rubbish as well. Quite literally, there was a bin full of rubbish. Well, not full, but there was a bin of rubbish in the cellar, and they packed it up. So yeah, they packed, and then the next day they took everything 4 streets down the road, quite literally a matter of what, 500 meters away, 600 meters away or so, and turned up hungover and unpacked everything. When I say unpacked, they basically just dumped the boxes off, whereas they're meant to literally unpack and put things back. Not pictures on walls or things like that, but they're meant to take everything away and take their boxes away. But they never ever do. They've never done that. So that was my first experience of that. Now, I can envisage these blokes turning up at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning because, an early start means an early finish for them. They will know that they're contracted, or contracted. They know that they're kind of penned in for 2 days, and I say that only because of probably word of mouth. Usually what happens is when you book your removals, a removal surveyor comes around and he calculates the cubic meterage of all of your goods. There's a qualification actually to be a removal surveyor, I believe, so they can look at an item of furniture, for instance, and calculate how big it is approximately by eye. It all goes into a tablet, as has always been the case with us. Our removal surveys goes into a tablet, and then they spit out a thing at the other. They basically do a basic inventory as they go along, actually. And that inventory generally tallies up with an inventory that's done by hand by the chief removals guy on the day. One of the other things that happens is it's some kind of quality assurance guy from the removals company comes round and asks you how things are going and X, Y, Z. And they, it's all ticks and boxes, just a lot of rubbish. But that one particular time when they packed our rubbish, I did tell them they packed our rubbish. And they also packed my shoes, which invariably I needed. And the other funny thing is, the same firm moved us from that second house back to the UK, where they packed all of my shoes, except for the pair of Crocs that I was wearing. So I had to wear Crocs for a week. Because I wasn't going to buy a pair of shoes in Germany, and I just bought two or three new pairs of shoes, so I wasn't going to buy another new pair, so I had to wear Crocs for a week. So it's your shadow, you clown. It's the cat. He says, "What's this?" He is like a tiger. Bye, Jimmy. So yeah, very very stressed, but I need to get to sleep because it's 27 minutes past midnight now. I don't know why I feel stressed. I mean, I know that I can take three beds to bits, take the table to bits, but it's not that. It's you know, it's packing the garage and the attic as well. At the end of the day, what I'll end up just doing is freaking hoying it down out the attic, and tell them just to pack it. And the same with the stuff in the garage as well. There's like $2,000 worth of push bikes in the garage as well. And on one occasion when we moved, they've got special bike boxes, but what it requires is the handlebars to be turned so that they're, you know, in the kind of same direction as the frame, you know what I mean? So it's flat, so the bike is flat. But when we moved here, all they did was... No, not here, sorry. When we moved from Germany to the UK, all they did was rive the handlebars round without loosening them off, or allowing me to loosen them off. And they caused it never to be, you know, the handlebars never to be, you know, tightened again. You know, it was just, there was no effect. They wrecked that kind of expanding joint inside, which I wasn't best pleased about. And I put a claim in, but they just fobbed me off. It was unbelievable. But anyway, that's that. Okay, right, I'm going. 17 minutes in. Take care. This is Diary Entry 1, over.